This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:34, you're with Kelvin and Lynn on the Evening Edition. We're heading to our market wrap now with Sean Tanis. Bloomberg conducted an economist survey on Pakatan Harapan's performance after 1 year, and it received mixed results. Under the survey, Putrajaya received the worst grade for government revenue, with the majority rating the performance as poor or below average in this category.
Yeah, so among the reviews include those saying investor sentiments have swung from a euphoric state to frustration after GE14. And if you look at it, Mahathir pushed the budget deficit to 3.7% of GDP last year, which is actually the highest in 5 years, and projecting it will be cut to 3.4% this year. So doing away with GST has reduced the revenue streams. Hence, we are now more dependent on oil dividends and non-tax revenues to plug this gap. In fact, back in December, Moody's Investor Service insisted that Malaysia's rating will remain at A3, and saying the economy's resilience and debt funding are somewhat fragile, I would say. But the survey also recognizes how Tun Dr. Mahathir's team inherited a rather porous fiscal balance sheet and the burden from a high debt and scandals left by a 60-year-old government.
Right. But what the survey is saying about the resistance in the market, the lagging currency, the exports, that, you know, doesn't really appear to be good for investors' confidence, right?
Yeah. Personally, I feel the struggles from over-promising appears to be more detrimental for these kind of sentiments and confidence at this point. And it's like the byproduct of a Rose Garden manifesto, and you have to pay for it. So in terms of investments, I think Mahathir is very hands-on. You can see it in the news every day. He's going all around the world, pushing to attract investors, changing his hardline stance on China, and expanding his look east policies. Basing on this survey alone, government scored negative and mediocre grades on 6 out of 10 categories across the economy. Besides those I mentioned earlier, the category, other categories include reducing corruption, inflation, cost of living, and currency, among others. But again, I guess you can't win them all in the first year. In fact, the dropping value in ringgit has also turned investors into a bearish mood this year, and slow global growth, and then there's also slow exports. But these, you know, they will definitely pose challenges, but then the rising oil prices may help to mitigate some of these, considering we are more reliant on oil now. So basically, more long-term economic growth drivers are needed now to offset all these poor ratings in the coming years, and that's what I can conclude based on this survey.
Right. And I'm moving on to Bursa. Tioksin Capital Berhad saw a huge jump in first quarter net profit. How's the counter doing?
So Tioksin's net profit jumped an annual 234% at some 22 million ringgit, mainly boosted by its poultry farming business. It says the poultry farming revenue increased by 35% due to stable selling price of eggs and efficient production. However, its investment and trading segments profit before tax fell by 65%. The counter closed up 8 cents at 1 ringgit and 36 cents.
Thanks for the market wrap, Sean.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.